My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Today is Sunday, April 14th, 7:08 a.m. I'm going to share with you a little story with permission, because this is good. This is really going to help you, like, not make a lot of the common mistakes that are being taught out there. Ready? Dear Mr. 2020, I see myself getting an award for work, and that's why they've decided to give me a promotion. I can see how happy my mom is. I can hear my wife. Tears of joy. I've been doing this for 7 months, and nothing has moved. Help. All right. So today's podcast is brought to you by ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Do it. That's all I got to say. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Takes about 15 minutes a day. $97. 90-day program. That's a buck a day. I'm doing all this stuff wrong. They say in marketing school, never do what I'm doing. But we've been... Anyway. Do it. All right. So we did a little 30-minute call. And we explored this. And I want to explore this with you. So I see myself getting a promotion. I'm sorry, getting an award. And that's why they're giving me a promotion. So I said, look, you know, this is going to be impossible to nail in an email. My suggestion, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com, or we do a quick one-on-one. They chose a one-on-one. Now they're in ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Because here's what happens. I see myself getting an award. And so I asked, how do you do that? If you're going to teach me to do that, what would you do? What would you tell me to do? And he says, well, you know, I see myself on stage. I said, do you see your body? Yeah, I see my body. I'm up on stage. I said, right, where are you seeing it from? And he says, the audience. I said, all right, mistake number one, let's keep going. And of course, it's why is that a mistake? I said, it doesn't matter why. We'll tell you why in a bit, but let's keep going. And then there's the mom, then there's the wife, and then there's because. That's why they're giving me a promotion. I said, let's get some clarity here. So you can, I forget which way it went. You know, hear your mom, see your wife, see your mom, hear your wife. He's involving the senses. I get it. That's good. Right? Kinda. And they're going to give you a promotion because you got the award. So what's your desire here? And the desire is a much higher income, right? That's what I find out. So it's like, rightio. So Neville Goddard taught to imagine what implies your wish is fulfilled, not to imagine why it happened. Neville Goddard imagined giving his brother tickets to a sold-out opera. He didn't imagine the lines changing. He didn't imagine the bad guy doing bad things. He didn't imagine, like, confronting the bad guy doing bad things. And so I shared some stuff. The stuff that matters. And so I imagined voting. My big imaginal act to become a citizen of Australia was to imagine voting. I was imagining this while I was here on a visitor visa. So I'm imagining voting. By the way, I hate voting. I'm not a fan of politics or politicians. As far as I'm concerned, politics means poly many tixes and bloodsuckers. Don't care. They're not the cause of my life. Not a fan of voting. I am such not a fan of voting. That's where Pearl Power Pack came from, but you may want to give that a peek too. PearlPowerPack.com. Because there's a story in there about me not voting. Kinda. And why? Because in Australia, only citizens can vote and citizens must vote or else you get a fine. And the fine keeps getting bigger the more you don't vote. How cool is that? Meanwhile. So I said, look, you know, this is not about making movies. This is about feeling it real. And a lot of people are teaching how to make movies. Making movies is not feeling it real. Feeling is the secret. And you get to feel, you get to experience, you get to give the tones of reality to what implies your actual wish, not how you got there. You don't make movies of how you got there. You have an experience that implies you already are that person. That truth is already real. And so we explored that for 28 and one half minutes. Life-changing. Here's another one of the subtle things that we explored and brought out. It's my experience of her experience. He's imagining his mom and his wife really happy that he got the award that will give him the promotion that he wants so he can get the money that he wants. See, you get how convoluted that is? By the way, it'll feel good. But it's not sustainable. Because it's not done the way it works, the way that you actually work. And so, of course, he asked, well, what about your yum method that you share? I said, yeah, listen closely. This is so important. It's my experience of her experience. I want a yummy lunch with my wife every single day. That implies a whole bunch of things, but it also, it's a sacred moment that we share. For me, a meal is sacred time. And I want to share that sacred time with her every day, with yummy food, yummy, healthy food. And so I imagine my experience of her experience. In other words, how do I feel experiencing her yum? I just don't make a movie about her going yum. I don't just hear her going yum. I just don't watch her going yum. How do I feel whenever she expresses yum? And the fun begins. And you'll notice what my desire is there. My desire is not her yum. My desire is that sacred special time with her. That is implied, it's true, because of the yum that I feel. And so we explored, yeah, you got some things semi-right. But semi-right is a miss. When you drive down the road in your car, you can't have... Where's your car? You better not be semi-right. You better be in your lane. Meanwhile, if you got gold today, if you want to get this right, there's a lot of people saying a lot of things that sound fun and might be fun. But you notice I didn't imagine becoming a citizen. I didn't imagine me on stage. I didn't imagine hearing Victoria or my buddies from the dog park yelling out, hoo-ah, right? I imagined voting. Something that I guess I get to do for the rest of my life as a citizen of Australia. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. And now I invite you to imagine up something yummy. As we go into the silence. You know, it's really not complicated to bake bread. I've been baking bread for decades. I used to grind my own wheat. I used to get this lovely organic wheat, and I had a hand grinder, and I'd stick it in, and I'd hand grind the wheat. And I used really good yeast, yeast that came in a cake. Yeah, it was just lovely and yummy. I think it was called Fleischmann's. Then I found one that was even yummier. But bread only has a few ingredients. Like a basic bread, you need some flour, you need some water, a little bit of honey or sugar, a pinch of salt, some yeast. And done right, you get bread. Done wrong, you get goop. I'm not a fan of goop. In the Bible, it says, give us today our daily bread. And that, to me, is what this podcast is all about. If you got gold, if you want to dive deeper, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com is fantastic, a great place to begin. Pearl Power Pack, we mentioned that for a reason today. A lot of people haven't bought the Pearl. You can do all the technical right. But if you haven't bought the Pearl, and if you're not sure what that means, even if you are sure what it means, go to PearlPowerPack.com. Love you. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020, and I want to thank you for listening, commenting, sharing, and being willing to explore who you are and how this works. See ya.